with a lot of chaos today. We're on Daf Chav Chet. Here we are, Masechet Yoma, Daf Chav Chet. And we were still in the middle of the sugya. There were two Lashonos. Originally, we thought that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the Chiyuv of a Zar for Sidur HaMa'aracha. The first Lashon had Rabbi Zera attacking that Maimer by saying that an Aveda that's Kshera Balayla could not be something that would be Mechayev Azar. And we asked a number of questions, we answered the questions, there's unique situations in which something, maybe the Tchilas Aveda de Yomam, or the Seif Aveda de Laila, but as a result of the Keach of Rabbi Zera's question, we realized that Rabbi Yochanan had been misquoted, and what Rabbi Yochanan had really said was that Azar Shesider Shnei Gzirei Etzim, about which it says, Baboker, Baboker, so over there, in Ochinami, he would be Chayev, because it's an Avedas Yoyim. That's how we ended up with the Sugya, the first Lashon. The other Lashon, which we started yesterday, was that Rabbi Yochanan indeed again said the same thing that we thought he said, which was that Azar, who was Mesarid the Ma'arocha, was Chayev. This time, Rabbi Zera's attack was from the fact that it wasn't an Aveda Tama, it was an Aveda Shiyesh Acharei Aveda, which means that the assumption is that the Shnei Gzirei Etzim is the end of the Aveda of the Seder HaMa'aracha. Since we learned earlier that you would only be Chayev on an Aveda Tama, this is not an Aveda Tama. For which we changed again the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan and this Lashon the same way we did in the first Lashon, and we said yes, Rabbi Yochanan was actually misquoted. What Rabbi Yochanan really said was that the Shnei Gzirei Etzim is considered to be an Avodah Tama, and that's where we were up to. Now, by saying the Shnei Gzirei Etzim is an Avodah Tama, basically you're telling me that the other things that were done for the Ma'aracha are not considered to be a continuation of the building of the Ma'aracha like the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, but rather they're actually the separate Avodot Hayom, correct? But the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, according to this Lashon, is the conclusion of the Avodas HaLaila, which tells, you understand, in the first Lashon, we never ever ended up saying such a thing. The first Lashon, the whole point was, the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, the reason that you're Chayev is because it's an Avodat Yom. According to this Lashon, we turned around and said, Rabbi Yochanan said the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, not because it's an Avodat Yom, so that wasn't the issue, but because it's an Avodat Tama. But if it's an Avodat Tama, it means that it belongs with the conclusion of the Sidrei Avodah and the Laila. In which case it would mean that the Shnei Gzirei Etzim would be kosher balayla. Tosus asks, it says baboker baboker. How could it be kosher balayla? That's where it says. Etzim baboker baboker. That sure sounds awfully morningish to me. Says Tosus, maybe the way to understand it is the way we've seen in other occasions where we had an additional word boker, which means add a boker la boker shalayla, just like we saw earlier by the Trumat Hadesh. So Adarabba, the repetition in this case of a boker, would say there's an earlier boker, a halachic boker, than the normal boker of dawn, because actually Shnei Gzirei Etzim would be kosher like the Trumat Hadesh, which would be balayla. You remember that the way Rav Malan Zatzal learned the Rambam was that there are two ways to look at these avodas, and it depends when you do it. That was his chiddush. That if it's done balayla, it's seen as the Gemara Avodas HaLaila of yesterday's, the conclusive acts that are done with the Evorim, is that they turn into Deshen. Then you have a mitzvah to take that Deshen and put it next to it. That's all part of yesterday's avoda. It concludes what you're doing. And the Shnei Gzirei Etzim are also that transition in which yesterday's Ma'aracha becomes today's Ma'aracha. But it's not the beginning of the Aveda, particularly for today. I saved you a special place right next to me. Rather dangerous place, but nonetheless, here it is. Hmm. Okay, so very, very different implications about when is the time, in fact, for the kashrus of the Shnei Gzireitzim. This is where we get up to. Yesterday, continues the Gemara today. Maski flo rava. Yes, sir? Boker means a transition time, like we had earlier by the poker. How do we learn out poker? There's a transition time. So the halacha's transition time can be different than the astronomical transition time. That's add a boker to the boker, which the new thing breaks forth. So the new halacha breaks forth at this time. Matkif la Rava says, Rava, if that's the case, that it's so choshev that it's an avodatama, and a zar is chayev on it, should it not require a pious? What do you mean, should it not require a pious? It does require a pious. For lo boy, pious. V'atanya misha zachah b'trumat ha-desha n'yizkeh b'sidur shnei gzireitzim. Doesn't it say that whoever was zeich in the pious of the trumat ha-desha is the one who does the sidur shnei gzireitzim, which means that that is the pious for the shnei gzireitzim, basically? No. Rava's question is, you're telling me it's so chashev, and what basically this is saying, that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is the conclusion of the entire day's Aveda. 24 hours worth of Aveda ends with the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. That's a pretty important Aveda. Telling me that there wasn't intense competition now to complete the Avedas Hayom. Logging in is the beginning.
But there's the other one. Logging out.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So that I can sell. So his kasha is at the markham. You fight to love if they atzma. Why don't we make a special pious for it? Well, I mean, we said why. We need to have this basically to get people to do the Trumat Adeshen, because they don't realize the Chashivut of the Trumat Adeshen unless we add that it's all one conclusive. This is the way we would look at it now. It's not the way we looked at it earlier. It's all one conclusive act in which you're closing up the day's Aveda. That's great. So then already we restore the competition, and that way it makes our pious useful for the Trumas Adeshen as well. Just that you should know, Tosus has an entirely different approach to this entire Gemara, reads it differently, includes the places that we took out and so on. But this way it's much, much cleaner, simpler. It's the way Rashi learns, the way the Gaon learns, takes out the words that we had, and we'll take out now the future words as well, as we'll see. So lemeimra, are you telling me avodat tamah v'zar chayav alav mita? Boy pious, but ein zar chayav alav mita, lo boy pious. Is this true? That Rava's question implies, well, now that you're telling me, I mean, is that the case? We had this question yesterday as well. Isn't there a pious that's done on things that are not avodat tamah, or is not chayav misa? What about shechita? No, Shechita is different. I mean, Shechita, as we said yesterday, is Tchilat Avodat Yamama. That basically begins the Avodat HaTamid. It's the beginning of what you're doing for the day, and therefore it too has a tremendous Chashivut. But, okay, now, this piece, again, the Gra takes out until the Maaseh Shehaya. But, and he says Rashi also. He doesn't see it in Rashi, so it's clear that Rashi didn't have it either. But we can read it, because it's a way in which the original sugya now takes on the tzura of the second sugya. Yesterday we were asking from Avodah that the Zohar is chayav ala amita, and it says an Avodah, which is an Avodah Tayom. Today, the lashon of Rabbi Zera was it needs to be Avodah Tama. Fine, so we'll ask it from Avodah Tama. The Mimra da Avodah Tama boi payis. Avodah sheyesh acharea lo boi payis. I mean, how can you say that only an avodat tamah? What about a varim upadarim? It's a little bit weird, the question.
Which is nighttime, right?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with that. I mean, it's not It's confusing two different issues because it's not really Avodat Tama. The way Tosfos is learning, we could read this. The way we're learning, if it's really only a question of Avodat Tama, it doesn't really make any sense. It's why he takes out the whole thing. Okay, so let's go. Omar Marzur, Ritemer Vashi, Afananami Tanina. The way that you're understanding now is that the Sidur Gezirin is an Avodat Tama implies that it's not part of the Avodas Hayom, which would mean that the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim does not have to be done by Yom, if it's not part of Avodat Hayom. Remember, we had this machlokas earlier between Rabbi Yochanan and Levi, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, the way in which we look at it is that the end of the Avodah is the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim. According to Levi, the Evorim that are put on afterwards are part of that Avodah. And Afananami Tanina, we have the Mishnah, which is the coming Mishnah now in the next parak, that it's clearly okay to do the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim as part of the Avodat Laila. How do we see that? Because it says, Omar Lehem HaMemuneh, Tzu'ur U'im Igia Zman HaShchita, get up there on the highest place of the Beit HaMikdash and see whether it's really light and that's the sun that you're looking at and not the moon, as we'll see. Why does it say Igia Zman HaShchita? If the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim need to be done only in the daytime, and they were done before this Zman HaShchita, why doesn't he say, go up there and see whether it's bright enough to bring the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim? Ilu Zman Sidur Gzirei Yitzim Lo Katan, he doesn't say a word about that. So apparently, it doesn't need to be daylight in order to have the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim. See? So apparently, the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim are indeed the closing Aveda of the night's burning of the Evarim Ubedar.
Is it better to do it at night?
What?
Is it possible to do it at night or better?
The way he's learning, it would mean that it fits at night better, because it's part of the Avodah Sanlach.
Better if you can.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're going to throw that out.
No?
Yeah, the next.
We're going to throw out the Ryan. But yeah, but we're not going to throw out necessarily the Din.
So, I'm just saying, you're 19 for the tummy.
That's the machlokis here between. Well, all of a sudden you wake up. This is the big machlokis. Do we look at the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim as the beginning of a Seder HaMa'aracha, which now is added to by putting on the Evrei HaTamid, or do we look at the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim as the closure of the Trumat HaDeshen, which was the Aveda that is done to complete all of the burning of the Evorim B'Torim during the course of the night, and to transition it now into the next day's Avodah to create a continuous sense of Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash.
You're not going to bring more wood, though, for the
time. Yeah, maybe we will, but not Gzirei Yitzim. The Gzirei Yitzim were Miyucha, they weren't wood. They were blocks, particular blocks that were a special thing that the Torah said, but the Yitzim Baboker is not the Yitzim that we put on the Ma'arocha stone. That's the Sidur Ma'arocha. We had Hatzatat Alita, which is kindling wood. Then we have the Sidur HaMa'aracha. And then we have Shnei Gzirei Yitzim. And then we have Evorim Uptor. So this is a Mokom Miyuchad, the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim was blocked.
They did the Trumat HaDeshen before, so there was nothing we had, there was no fire. So
this
must be a new...
Trumat HaDeshen doesn't mean there's no fire. Of course there's a fire. Trumat HaDeshen simply means you put in a shovel into the coals that are still burning red, which is how we know you can't do kmitza, but it means there's a kli to do the equivalent of kmitza, the size of kmitza. But we never put out the eish al hamizbeach. That's eish tamid tu kadma, lo tifbeh. So we always have an eish on the mizbeach. That idea of the tamid burning on the mizbeach is indeed the transition of Shnei Gzirei Yitzim. It's a whole different way of looking at the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim. That machlokas was a machlokas with Yochanan, Levi, and Rav we had earlier. We're now trying to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan and Shita. But this is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan's mimer earlier, that's the way to look at Shnei Gzirei Yitzim, and not to see it as the way you would when you just read Parshas Tzav, and you'd say, okay, now we're talking about the beginning of the Avodas Hayom. So the Kohen is supposed to be Orach Alei Shalom Mizbeach, and then Yitzim Baboker, and then he puts on the oil on. No. That's a description of the segue into the Avodas Hayom, but not the nature of the Avodas Hayom. See, we have a very strong stress on transition. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
Exciting,
I don't think that this is part of the Aveda of the Sidur Eivorim, that the Sidur Eivorim is the Gemar Aveda of the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yitzin. It's not. Because then it wouldn't be Avodah Tama. No, he's saying the Sidur Eivorim is the beginning of another Aveda. Yeah, it's sort of misleading Rashi, but that's what he means. Answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara, well, it's not very much of a raya, because the reason that it doesn't mention Shnei Gzirei Yitzim, make absolutely certain that it's not in the middle of the night. I mean, if it is, you can always undo the Shnei Gzirei Yitzim, like we said before, take it off the Mizbeah, put it on again. But you cannot undo the Shechita of the Tamid. Very difficult. Very difficult. Problem of entropy, running time backwards, very difficult. So therefore, hachtu let le takanta katoni, hachtu eat le takanta lo katoni, something that you could fix, even if it turned out that you made a mistake and what you thought was the light of the sun was actually the light of the moon, okay, that can happen. And if it does happen, it's a big deal. But if it can't be fixed, then we have to make absolutely sure that you know that you're looking at the sun and not the moon. Hadron alach barishona. Amar lehem ha-mimuneh. Speaking of that mimuneh, as we've been doing for the past day, indeed the mimuneh, now Rashi says over here it's the Sgan. In other places we'll see that it seems in other Rishonim learn it's not referring to the Sgan, but Adarab, it's referring to the mimuneh al ha-payasot, because he was the one that was being Isaac now to get the pious going, and he was now in charge of the morning's activities to put everybody in their right place. So before he began, he said, "So run up there and take a look on top of the Beit HaMikdash, on the Choma, on the Gag. Take a look and see whether it's actually time for Shechita."
Have implications as to Zmanim.
We'll be talking about. Im higia, and if indeed it came, Haroeh Omer, the lookout says, Barkai! It's all bright out there. Matatya ben Shmuel Omer. Now here's the question, how do we read this? We're going to see in the Gemara how to understand this. Let's read it like this. Matatya ben Shmuel has a shita in which he read, this is how the Rishami understands it, in which he said, no, it's not sufficient for the lookout to cry Barkai. The lookout has to say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, that it was all lit up. And then we ask him, when you say the whole thing is lit up, how far in the east is it lit up? Can you see sunrise hitting all the way to Hebron in the south? V'hu Omer, to which he answers, Hain, I do indeed see it lit all the way up to there. Now we'll see there are other ways of reading the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi says, what's this business of Hebron? I mean, how does that have anything to do with the sunrise? It doesn't. But Mi Heir Mi Mizrach is Avram Avinu, who is born in Hebron. We'll talk about the Vayashke. So this is really there to be masked the Zechut Avot who are buried in Hebron. Nothing really to do with the day. But I'm pointing out, that it's beautiful, is that Hey Ear Pnei Kol HaMizrach,
and that, about what he did. He came from the east.
Right. And that's called Mi Hey Ear Mi Mizrach Tzedek. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ha'or of Avram Avinu. So if you're talking about Ha'arat HaMizrach, wow, you're talking about Avram. It's beautiful. Cool? V'lamahu Tzuchulakar. What did it make such a big deal over here? My gosh. I mean, going, sending up watchmen. I mean, No, because Pa'amachat, Alam or Halavana, it once happened that the moon was very bright. V'dimushe Ir Mizrach, people thought that was the dawn. So they went ahead and they did the Shechita Tatamid, and then they found out, oh my God, Votziula Beit HaSrefa, they had to end up burning the Tamid and redoing it. So because of that, we made a Takana, to always, it's sure ain't on Yom Kippur, There's no way for there to be a moon in the east at sunrise time on Yom Kippur, obviously. So only be at the very, towards the end of the month that you could have the moon. The moon at the beginning of the month or up to the 10th of the month is still just behind the sun. If it was behind the sun, it would be setting, not coming up. The Gemara clarifies this later. But Lamaisa, because of this event, they were metakein to do this all the time, even when the moon couldn't possibly be coming up before the sun. So we made this takana. Now, if it were Yom Kippur, until now we have not necessarily been discussing Yom Kippur. Remember that according to some of the Mefarshim, we've been dafka not discussing Yom Kippur, because we didn't have the Arba Payasot. Remember the Bala Mora Shita, that the Machzorim are wrong, that there were no four Payasot Yom Kippur. But, so if, according to him, we now go back to Yom Kippur, for the first time we're back to Seder Yuma, after a while, Horidu Kohen Gadol Beit HaTvilah, and at that point, they would bring the Kohen Gadol into the Beit HaTvilah in order for him to be able to come into the Azorah, because you weren't able to come into the Azorah in the morning unless you had gone to the mikveh. Zeh HaKlal HaYad MiMikdash, because the general rule is Kol HaMesechet Raglav Ta'un Tvilah V'Kol HaMatil Mayim Ta'un Kiddushadayim Raglayim. Anyone who had moved his bowels needed to go to the mikveh. We made sure, you will recall earlier, we made sure that the Kohen Gadol uses the bathroom so that he does not have to go to the bathroom during Yom Kippur, during the Avodah, so that he then needed tefillah after that. Anyone who urinated would require re-kiddushadayim raglayim at any time. It's not talking about on Yom Kippur. So it was because of the fact that Kohen Gadol now is mesech at raglav, so we have him go to the mikveh. This is the mikveh still bechol. Remember we had earlier, there were two mikvahot. One of the mikvahot that was used for the changing of the begodim, that was bekodesh. And one of the mikvahot, that was near chambers, according to one lashon, where he had to walk all the way around outside, according to the other lashon. And that was still bechol. Tanya Rabbi Yishmol, Amar Rabbi Yishmol says, no, he did not say Barkai. It was Barak Barkai. Very, very clear, bright dawn, meaning that it's after the time, just of Alot HaShachar. There's a little bit of a machloket between the Mefarshim, whether Barkai itself means Alot HaShachar or means after Alot HaShachar, slightly. Barak Barkai certainly means after Alot HaShachar. Rabbi Akiva Omer Allah Barkai is what he said. Nuchuma ben Afakshion Omer Af Barkai Bechevron. That was his announcement, not that it was a question. Matatya ben Shmuel Hamimune ala Payasot Omer. Now again, the way that Rashi learns this, that this is now a description of his statement, not a description of his shita. In other words, not to be confused with the Matya ben Shmuel Omer. What he used to say was Ayir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Rashi learns it's not a Tana with a shita. It's the person, the abstract person. In other words, we took this personage. Remember, we always take a personage and we make him the persona of that Aveda. So the persona of the Mamune ala Payasot is Matatya ben Shmuel. So he was the one that would then say, Heyir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Atche Bechevron, which is very, very different, because all of the others are shitot. They're not...
Right.
Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera says that the Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach is not enough. Ad Bechevron isn't even enough. He had to add Yatzu Kol HaAm Ishish L'Malachto. Boy, is it busy out there. The streets are full of traffic. What? Wait. That's too late already. I mean, we've got so many people up already. We're going to be putting off the Tamid? No. It doesn't mean the people that are out there to go to work. It means people that are out there, the employers looking for workers. So that's much earlier. Umber of Safra. Now that you've raised, it's very interesting, because what we've done is we haven't openly spoken about the Ovites, right? Yerushalmi says we mentioned Hebron because of the Yavais, but we have mentioned times. But the times, of course, in terms of the relationship to Avodah, was something that the Avos achieved. It was Avram Avinu was metaken the Tefillat Shacharit, and it was Yitzchak was metaken Tefillat Mincha, and Yaakov was metaken Tefillat Arvit, and all of a sudden we're talking about the Zman of the Avodah in terms of Hebron. So indeed, says the Gemara, that when it comes to Avram Avinu's Tefillah, you know when Avram Avinu would daven Mincha? He would daven Mincha Michi Meshachri Katle. The moment that it started becoming now post-noon, which is the time in which there's no longer any sunlight at all that will reach the walls in the east that were originally his focus, walls facing east, would be full of light. As soon as that light went away and those walls would turn dark, for him it was time for Mincha. So notice he was very focused on Boker. The moment that's the Mehi'ir, and the moment Boker was over, the sun's already over the line. It's over the line, there's no sunlight falling on a wall. That means now, post Chatzot, that's when he davened Mincha. Omer of Yosef, who cares? Anan mi Avram nekem enigmar? What, are we supposed to learn to be like Avram Avinu? Now, there's many different Purushim. I mean, why shouldn't we like it? But are you demanding us to be as Zoris as Avram Avinu? That the instant that the sun is over the line, we should have a mincha? That's how Rashi learns. The Oruch has a marvelous, marvelous pshat. How can we learn from Avram Avinu who came before Torah? Maybe the dinim that he kept in Torah were different than the dinim that you're mechuyev in. Once you're mechuyev, there's all types of other halakas that come into play. So how can we keep the halakas of Avram? We have to learn only from Nevi'im who were after Netzinat HaTorah, who kept halakha l'meshe mi-Sinai, which he didn't necessarily see that way. So how are we supposed to learn from Avram Avinu? Others, when the Rabbeinu Tam over here in the Tosef Yeshonim brings a number of different shitas. That, look, there's no question we've got a problem over here in that we know that we only will do mincha from Sheish V'Mechza. It's the Talmid is Nishchat Sheish V'Mechza. So, I mean, what exactly? We're obviously being careful not to cause problems with the Talmid. So to say that, I mean, Avram Avinu was a tremendous bucky and so on, we should go out and take a chance at ruining the Talmud because we can easily make a mistake if we're going to try to be Medayakat Kedekar.
Can we switch to have the Talmud to Benayakat?
Mincha is what we're talking about.
What happened? I mean, it's not in the Shachar. The Ashram is not
in the I don't understand your question.
The question is, what, I mean, it's very nice that Avram Avinu was mocking that this is when he got Mincha. Why are we discussing it?
Because the Gemara's not switching. We want to see the relationship of the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Those are the two times that we're able to be having the times in the Beis Hamikdash. So the time that is basically movable that we had in our Mishnah, and we move all the time, is the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. The Tamid Shel Shachar is kavua. That we can't move, but the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im, depending on the day, we move back and forth. So now the question is, the kvius of the time of the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im also could be very, very exact. Our mission is discussing times which are not movable, but are exact. So it says we tried to do it early and we really messed up. And therefore we made this whole takonah to be exactly the time. But you should know that Avram Avinu, even though there was no problem with being ma'acher, was very makbid to use a time which was precise, even for mincha. You say, what will it hurt? So I'll put it off a little bit. He davened instantly, which, by the way, seems to be a raya to the shitas that hold that the zman of mincha, the ikar zman of mincha, is at chatzot, or right after chatzot, a half an hour after chatzot. This is a big machlokas rishonim. Is mincha gedoyla the real time of mincha, the lechatchila time of mincha, Whereas Mincha Ketana, the Chatkila time of Mincha, which is the Teisha of Amechza. Both are times that we will bring the Talmud. If the Erev Pesach comes out on a Shabbos, so over there we want to make sure that we have enough. Okay, so we'll bring it on Teisha of Amechza. Saying normally, we'll go to Teisha of Amechza, so we have enough time between the Talmud Shel Shachar, Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im, to bring korbanos. Which one is the Iker Zman of Mincha? The Sheish V'Mechza time, which is Mincha Gedela, or the Teish V'Mechza time? The Rambam, the way the Rambam brings the halacha is that B'Rievet, if you daven Mincha Gedela, you yaitse. But that the Iker Zman, and that's what Shulchan Aruch puts it. The Iker Zman is indeed Mincha Ketana, not Mincha Gedela. The Rush says the other, and some of the other Rishonim, that the Iker time is a Mincha Gedela. Lamais, it's become Nohug because of the difficulty getting people together in the afternoon to definitely do Mincha Ketana, not Mincha Gedela, because people will come together later in the day. The middle of the day, they're busy working. Now, of course, it's the opposite. They're busy working later in the day, but in the middle of the day, they have their minyan in at work, you know. So there it could be same. Amazing. Okay. So things change. But in any event, this is very negias. According to this, we should start, if Avram Avinu is being zoris to start immediately, seems to be a raya that indeed is the lechatchila time to do things immediately. And they ask this, by the way, they ask this on the sheet to say that lechatchila is teisha v'mechza. So why is the Gemara saying that Avraham Avinu's rizut was to make it earlier? So there are achronim talk about him, and some say the answer is that lechatchila, the dinim of mincha was not attached to the dinim of Talmid Shel Ben Arba'im, because we didn't have a Talmid Shel Ben Arba'im. Once we were metakein that mincha should be kedeged, the early takona of mincha what Yitzchak Avinu made wasn't linked to the carbonates. Once we linked it to the carbonates, and then already there's a tzad to say we link it to the normal avodas ha-carbonates. The normal avodas ha-carbonates is teisha v'mechza. So therefore, it's not negea, the einachinami, where it was just davening, it wasn't avodas ha-carbonates, so maybe we would have been magdin. So it's no kasha, no shitas. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef is saying, how are we supposed to now learn from Avraham Avinu? Oh, my Rabbi, what is that supposed to mean? Tana gomra mi Avram. What? He's not good enough for you, huh? He's good enough for the Tana. Take a look at the Braisa. Adnan lo gomra mina mene. What? We can't learn from Avram Avinu. The Tanya, vayoma shmini yimol b'sar lato, malami shekol hayom kasher lemila. It says anytime in the eighth day, you can be mal. But, even though it's true any time of the day, ela shehazer izin magdimin mitzvot. There's an issue to do it as early as possible because of his result. How do we know? We know from Avraham Avinu. Sheneemar vayashkem Avraham baboker vayachbosh. What was he getting up so early in the morning? Because he was mizdares to do the mitzvah Hashem. So I understand what was Rav Yosef asking? Elam Marava. So let me explain what Rav Yosef really meant. Of course, he didn't mean we can't learn from Avraham Avinu. Rav Yosef was saying like this. Okay, kasha. The Mishnah says, "Chal arvei pesach miyot berev Shabbat, nishchat b'sheish v'mechza." What does that mean? If erev Pesach comes out on an erev Shabbos, we want to have the most possible time to do our carbon Pesach. Our carbon Pesach is only kosher after the shchit of the tamid, or after avos the tamid ben arba'im. So we should bring it as early as possible, right? And the tamid shel ben arba'im, if lamaisa ben arba'im begins at chatzos, which is 7 o'clock. At the end of the sixth hour, so then what we would call the. So then, why didn't we start at six? Why are we starting at say 6:30? Does that make sense? We're in the seventh hour, halfway through the seventh hour already. So why does it say nishchat v'sheish v'mechta v'korav v'shev v'mechta nishchatei mechim v'shach v'chatli? If we're going to be semech on Avram, that's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. We're going to be semech on Avram Avinu, so we should be able to bring the carbon tamid as early as possible, and it should be at the moment that Meshach Rekatle, which would be at 6. Why 6:30? I said, what's the problem? My kushya. V'dilma kotle beit ha-migdash v'sheish v'metzah Meshach Rek. Shum delo mechavni tu. Why is that a problem? Maybe indeed the kotalot of the Beit HaMikdash, maybe we did follow Avram in terms of Michi Mechashri, Mishachri Katli, but remember, the kotel of the Beit HaMikdash was very, very high. And if it was that high, it was reasonable that it was made thicker at the bottom for support purposes and gradually tapered. If it gradually tapered, it's still going to catch the sun at 6 o'clock. It's going to take now a half an hour for the sun to move towards the west for the entire area to be blocked by the top, even including the area that was tapered out towards the east. So, Enoch Inami, we are doing like Avram Avinu, but the thing is that we can't, I mean, that's the most accurate that we can make it. And so,
the walls of the Harabayat were actually tapered, and the outer walls. I mean, you see it on the Kotel.
Yeah, but that's port walls, because the support walls really have to be tapered, because all of the pressure is coming from the inside. They need to be built, you know, so that pressure is held up from the outside. Okay, but anyway, so maybe that's the pshat. So the Kotlei Beit HaMikdash were indeed, that was the way in which we shechted. The moment it was Meshachre Katle. We're not going to take a chance on an inaccurate shechita of the carbon atomic. Or you know what? Look, Avram Avinu was brilliant as an astronomer. That we know. Inami shiny Avram. Avram could rely on that. Ditztagninut gdola hayta b'libo. Inami v'shub d'zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva havi. We have a unique situation with Avram. First of all, he was an incredible astronomer, which meant that he could make any adjustments that were necessary to know precisely when 6 o'clock is and not be fooled by angles and so on that would make it look like the sun had been falling from the west, but actually might have still been almost directly above, but in the east. So he knew what he was doing. But to say that, therefore, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, basically, who's going to be taking care of the Beit HaMikdash, who may not have very much understanding at all of these things, should rely on his own analysis of the angle of the sun? We're not going to do that. Or you know what? Avram Avinu basically was the equivalent of a Beis Din HaGadol. He was a Zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. So b'meila, you have a Sanhedrin that's going to be kavu on the Zman and will tell you every day when to daven. Fine, I'll rely on that. I'll take that. But I mean, that's not the situation you have in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Somebody's making a psak halach and Beis Din HaGadol that, okay, now you can have a minute. What kind of comparison? We're trying to set up a standardized behavior. Standardized behavior have clocks that have some element of mistake in them. Can't rely on 100%. So we build in a little bit of error, basically. We're building an error. We're allowing a half an hour. We can't take a chance of passing the carbon tamid because we want to be Semech and Avram Avinu. We can't do that.
But the Sanhedrin was in the...
Fine, but that wasn't something that we were koveya in terms of Chiyav Sanhedrin. So maybe Avram it was Zokin v'yoshiv yeshiva. D'yom Reb Chama b'Reb Chanina mimehem shel avotenu lo parsha yeshiva mehem. There never was a time, from the time of Avram Avinu, that ever there wasn't a yeshiva with a bezel that was being yoshe. Shenema leich va'asafta zikdei Yisrael. I'm sorry, I skipped it. The Omer of Chama. I'm fine. Yeah. Shenema, we see still even in Mitzrayim, leich va'asafta et zikdei Yisrael. They were in the midbar. They had a yeshiva. Shenema asfal yeshivim yishvi zikdei Yisrael. But before that, Avram Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. Shema v'Avraham zaken Baba Yamin. Baba Yamin, maybe he was old, but zaken is a reference to wisdom. Yitzchak Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. Shema v'Yiki zaken Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu zaken v'yoshev yeshiva haya. Shema v'Hine Yisro kovdu mizoken. Eliezer Eved Avram was a zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. Shenemar v'yomer Avram alavdo zikan beito. HaMoshel b'chol ha'shelo. What's the connection of Moshel b'chol ha'shelo to Zikna that is Chochma? Om Rebbe Lazar. It means Shemoshel b'torat Rabo. Moshel b'chol ha'shelo means he was a Zaken of such enormous Chochma that he had a grasp of all of Avram Avinu's Torah. Yeah, Eliezer Eved Avram. Hu damesek Eliezer. That's why it continues on to damesek Eliezer. Omer Rabbi Elazar, why is he called Damesek? Shahaya Dole Umashke mitorato shel rabo la'acherim. The mesek means someone who is dole umashke. It's a notary code. He dips in his bucket and he pours out the Torah of Avram Avinu to others. My father Zatzal always pointed out on this pasuk, on this Gemara, that it's amazing because the Gemara is bringing a raya from the pasuk in which Avram Avinu is complaining that Vez Mira, I don't have anybody to inherit me, and the one that's going to inherit me is this idiot Damesek Eliezer. So this is the time to mention that he knows everything I know, and he's going to be giving everything out that I have. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So he said, that's good for the pshat. Avram Avinu was tining. It's going to become a fossilized religion. He's going to give out the same things that I had. He's Dolo Mashki. He doesn't have any creativity, the guy. He constantly takes what I told him, and he pours it out to others. How long is that going to go on? 1,000 years? He's going to be pouring out the same stuff? What's going to happen? Chiddush. No Chiddush. This is where I'm supposed to be going. No future.
Which is lack of bracha and brecha.
You know, yeah.
So the complaint wasn't because it's not progeny.
But he's saying, that's a personal level. But everything that I've achieved, we're going to say somebody's going to take what I achieved and isn't going to go anywhere with it. He's just going to pour it out.
But he was a ger.
Yeah. Of course. So. He's an Eved. He has a din of a ger already. No, he's still Mekulo. That was the Chiddush. In Uchinami, Eliezer held he would be a very good Mekulo. This is tiny. That bets, and we can't build Klal Yisrael out of Zerik now. Omer Rabbi Lazar, Shadola Mashkim et Rosh Rababu, L'Achirim. Omer Rab, speaking of the Kiyama Mitzvahs of Avram Avinu, you're asking about it. There's reasons. Can we learn from him? So you should know. Kiyeba Avram Avinu Kola Torah Kula. Shenemar Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoli. And continues to say, Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvotai Chukotai Torotai. So Kola Torah Kula, every last element of Torah, Avram Avinu kept. Omalei Rav Shimi Bar Chiya L'Rav, maybe that just means the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Well, first of all, being Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, I mean, clearly he was beyond Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. I mean, Kosh Baruch Hu already gave him additional mitzvahs. I mean, what about the mitzvah of Mila? Okay, fine. Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and Mila, okay? Now we're all right. Ema Sheva Mitzvahs of Mila. Omalei Sheva Mitzvahs of Mila is called Mitzvotai, Torotai, Chukotai. Come on, man. I mean, we're talking about a whole world over here. So he kept everything. Omar Rav Avitamer of Ashi, Kiyem Avram Avinu Afilu Eruvei Tavshilin. Not only was he Mekayim the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was osid to give, he was Mekayim even the Takonas Derabonan on those mitzvahs. Shenema Torotai, Echad Torah Shebichtav, Ve'echad Torah Shebalpeh. So he kept even the Takonas Derabonan. What's the Dafke Eruvei Tavshilin? First of all, it's a beautiful gra. The gra says, it doesn't say Erev Tavshilin. It said Ayin Tav, which somebody spelled out as Erev Tavshilin. What it said was Erev Tichumim. Why Erev Tichumim? Because Ekev is a din in Halicha. So Ekev, you see that he kept his feet even, Al Pi Torotai V'chukotai, which meant that he wouldn't walk out of the Tchum. Like, Erev Tchum is such a beautiful thing. We're not stump hopping on Epis.
That's even better, no? Because Hashem is the Rabbanah, which wouldn't be Torah Shabbat. Yeah, but the Erev Tachumen is the Stak Lamakokis, where he in fact was one of the Avalachim.
Yeah, but the Erev. Okay, I mean, Lamaita was it would be. Adarabba, so that would mean that he didn't keep things like Erev Tavshilin.
Well, I mean, but the Drasha, it's a big sugya.
If Torah Shabbat Peh would include the same way Sheikh Rishonim, it's a Savat Tzivona, and a Takana Drabona, that's good for the Gemara Square. As I say, this really is Golesh, the very, very important sugya is the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban about how to view the nature of Takana Drabona. Anyway, but there's another, the Tosfos Yeshanim on Chumash has the Girsa Erev Tavshilin. and asks, so let me ask you something. What's the pshat that he served milchix and fleishix together? He brought out the chema, the chalav, and together with the ben abakar. I thought he was keeping all of the drabonans. Zayin is the tais yishanim. He was shomer even eruv tafshilin, mixing baser b'cholav if it was mevushal together. So that he kept, or if it could be barley day bishul, not eruv tafshilin, the tekon of eruv, la'arev tafshilin. So that's why it says first he brought out the milchix, they finished eating the milchix, then a ben on bakar.
Who says that?
How long did they wait? The tais yishanim. I mean, it's not that it's the Zikne. I mean, the Zikne Balei HaTosfos. So, interesting. Completely different Pirush. L'maisa, Rabbeinu Bachya brings the Girsa from the Medrash that has both Erev Tafshilin ve'Erev Tchomer. We can't just say it was a printer's mistake with that approach. Matatya ben Shmuel Omer. V'hu Omer Hein. Who's the who? I don't understand here. Man Amar Hein. Somebody's supposed to be saying Acher Bechavron, and then somebody is saying Hein. Is it the guy up on the roof that's saying Hein? Well, who Chalim v'hu Mefasher? He's the guy that has the dream, and he's the guy that's explaining the dream. Well, what does that mean? He asks himself. It's light to Chavron. Yep, yes, indeed, it is. Okay, that's good. I mean, does he use different tones? So who's saying Hein? The guy on the ground? How would he know? I mean, I was saying, yes, yes, it's light till heaven. What'd you send me up here for? If you already know it's light till heaven. I understand. How do you read this Mishnah? No, we can read either way. It could be the guy on the ground. Could be the guy on the roof. We could go like this. He says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Then the guy on the ground says, when you say Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, do you mean Acher Bechavron? Question mark? Quotation. And then the guy up on the roof says, yes, it's all the way up to Chevron. That's one way of reading the Mishnah. We could say, the one who's going on the ground says to him, you said that Barkai, but is it Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach? Then the guy on top says, do you mean Acher Bechavron? Yes, indeed, I meant Acher Bechavron. Yes, indeed. That is what I meant. It's a little bit strange. Yeah. Right. Or, it's light all the way to heaven. If that's what you were talking about, I sure was. Which would be a way of asserting the Zikaron of the Oves, which is what the Yerushalmi says. We want everybody to be involved in remembering Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Just like our Gemara just did. Very strange. Okay. V'lama hutzchu lekach. Why did they need to do this? Because they once mistakenly taken the light of the moon to be the sun. How can anybody possibly confuse the light of the moon with the light of the rising sun? V'atanya, Rebbe Omer, eno dome timur shel avanada, timur shel chama. Actually, the way in which light moves from the moon is different than it does from the sun. The timur shel avana is mitamer v'oleh kimakel. The moon has a tendency to shine a shaft of light. It doesn't put out much light. You see a shaft of light coming up from the moon. Whereas the sun scatters throughout the lower atmosphere, and therefore the whole area becomes bright. So if they saw that it wasn't the whole area, they saw that there was a point at which light was coming up, so then they knew right away it was the moon. Right? Anybody who watches the moon come is familiar with this phenomenon. It's like this, it looks almost like a stick coming up on the moon. There's not that much light coming up.
A beam
of light. Yeah, moonbeams, exactly what we're talking about. So, how did they make a mistake like that? It was a cloudy day. And since it was a cloudy day, you did not need a lot of atmosphere to scatter the light. So the light of the moon was scattered by the water, basically, by the water molecules in the air. And therefore, even the light of the moon was maptilik analikan, which they didn't realize that there was so much moisture in the air, and they thought that they were looking at a sunrise. So therefore, they cried out, let's do the tamid.
Break
apart. Omer of Papa, but we can derive a very important thing, la halacha, over here. Because Shema Amina, you see from here, that a yuma, the Eva, is kula shimsha. A day which has very high moisture content, is cloudy, is actually all sun. In other words, because what happens is you have a scattering of light, so normally the energy of the sun is concentrated in the beam. So if you have, so we'll see what that's nogeh in a moment. So if you have a beam, if you want to avoid light for whatever reason, stay out of the beam. But if you have an overcast day, then the light of the sun is equally distributed because it's bouncing around on water molecules in the air, in which case you're going to end up with sunlight everywhere. And if you need to avoid that sunlight, then you can't do what you're doing. L'may nafkamina. Nafkamina will be either l'shtuchei orot, for putting out, maybe I'm just telling you stam, put out skins to dry. Inami it's mam shnogei ha'alocha, l'ki kedudarash rava. Isha lo talush lo b'chama, v'lo b'chamei chama. You're talking about over here, if you want to avoid your any chashash of chametz, so you need, that's why when we bake matzahs, you'll notice, we don't allow any sunlight into the room. Because that can be mechametz, so the energy of the sun. You should just have a little bit of light falling on a little bit of the dough. That part of the dough absorbs that energy and rapidly becomes chametz. You can't have anything exposed directly to the light of the sun. So you'll say, oh, okay, Baruch Hashem, there's no sun out here. We can now do our matzah baking outdoors and enjoy the air. No, on the contrary. If it's a cloudy day, it's worse, because then wherever you are is basically getting an extra level of energy, and that's it. That needs to be avoided. So a woman is not allowed to be lash the matzot in the sun or in things that have been heating in the sun. Omer of Nachman, Zuama de Shimsha, Kashi Mishimsha. The fact is that day that has the sun scattered, that's called Zuma. There's this sense of just like being overwhelmed by that horrible feeling of just heat all over, is more difficult to tolerate than the actual direct rays of the sun. And as if you're sitting on a beach, you can enjoy the sunlight. But if you're sitting in Tel Aviv in one of these blechi days,
humidity,
oh, God, it's horrible. So it's worse than the sun itself. And over there, simanecha, you want a sign of such a thing, a simen to remember that. Dana dechala, you have now a vinegar container, which you had now completely sealed, and you make a little hole in it. Make that little hole, and all of the smell, you put your nose next to that hole, right? So it really, really smells bad. So mashenkin, it was just left open, so then it just goes, you know. So over here, it's the same basic idea. Wherever there's like any sun that's getting out, it's just like this concentration. It's as if the sun can't get its energy out in one part. You feel that. You suffer that. So simonecha dana dechala. And you should know that the shavrire dechama, where you have a place where suddenly the sun will break through. So it's all cloudy. And then there's one place where suddenly you get this bright shaft of sunlight. That shaft of sunlight is also is kashi mishimsha. That's very, very powerful. The simanecha dana dechala. Zuma. Shavriri the shimsha kashi mishimsha. The simanecha dilfa. The simon for that is if you got a hole in the roof. Right? In other words, there's a place where all the water gathers together and it all pours out of one place where your sewer line was supposed to be connected. So if you were going into a bath, it's all very nice. If you're going into a shower, it's all very nice. You're sitting under your roof and that's where it's pouring out. It's not very nice. Here, hure avera, thinking about sex is harder, kashrim avera, it's more damaging to you in terms of how it impacts your whole psychology and so on, is worse than doing the avera. The simanecha reicha de bisra, it's like you walk by these places that have this incredible smell of the meat, and then, like, you know, that really kills you. But then the taste itself is not really all that great, you know. So it's the smell that does it. Same thing over here is the same idea. Shilai dekaita, the end of the summer, is the worst time in terms of the heat of the summer. Well, you would think, wait a minute, it's already, the sun's heading back down. It should be getting colder. You know, you're already past the summer. It's like, no, summer is basically over. Oh, yeah? So why is the temperature worse than it was all year round? This is Elul time. And that's Simonecha, Tanura. You have the same thing. You have a Tanura Shigira. So you had a Tanur that you've been cooking all day long with, right? And now, it's boiling hot. You want to put in something new. How long does it take you to get the tanur going again? Nothing. You wanted to start it going when it was cold. It took a long time. So the summer started when things were pretty reasonably chilled down. It took some time to get going, but man, it's going. So forget about the fact that the sun's on its way back south, or if you're sitting there in South Africa, back north. And it's still pretty hot there. Ishta, the situ, kasha midakaita. The truth is that if you have in the fall, you have an Indian summer, and you're sick at that time, and this guy, it's already cool, and this guy is boiling from fever. That's worse than a fever that you have during the summer. V'simanecha tanura karira. That's if you've got a tanur now. That's all chilled. This guy really has got a body temperature that's relaxed now at this point. Why is he so hot? There's obviously some kind of serious illness in there that's getting to him. That's more difficult to heat the body in this time. And you know what else? Migmar be'atikta kash b'yachadata. It's harder to learn something that you already learned once and you forgot it. It's miserable to relearn it. Mashenkin, you're learning something new and it's all exciting and so on. That's kishmak. And the cement for that is tina bar tina. Did you ever try making cement out of your tiak that already was ground up and fell out of the wall? Now you can put it back together again. It's not gonna work very well. You need fresh sand and you need fresh cement. Amr Vasya, Amr Rav Yochanan, this is a correct thing, is Zar Shesideh Shrei Zirei Tzim Chayav Ho V'Avodat Tamay. Maskev Lo Rav El Amiyatati Boi Pais. What do you mean? V'lo Boi Pais? Atanya, Misha Zachar B'Trumat Adash Yedizke B'Sidah Shrei Zirei Tzim. Okay, come on. Yefaisula B'Fnei Atzma. Hell, it must be Kira Amrina. Okay, and then we can Lomeimra the Avodatama of Zor Shchayv La Misa Bay Pais Enzor Shchayv La Misa Lo Bay Pais Hare Shchita Shaini Shchita Shchita Skilat Avodat Yemameh. Okay, we cannot skip according to the Gra and the Rishonim until the end of Maaseh Shoya. Omar Mar Zutra Vitem Rav Ashi Afanan Namitanina Amar Lem Amumune Tzuru Ui Migia Zvan Hashchita. How come he doesn't say Tzuru Ui Migia Zvan Siro Shchitei Shdrei Tzim? Obviously because it's just great to do the Sidur Shnei Gzereitz in a night. What do we need to wait until Heir HaMizrach? So I think that's not a raya. Hachta let le takanta takatani, but hachti le takanta lo katani, hi hadron alach brishona. Oma le ma memune tzu uru im igia zaman ha-shchita im igia, haroe omer barkai, matat yeben shmuel omer, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach, ad she bechavron, vo omer hein, lama lo tzuku lakach, shepam achat ala noa levan avadimu sheir mizrach v'shachatu et ha-tamid, and unfortunately, hotziu lebet esrefa. At this point on Yom Kippur, horidu kohen gadol lebet atvila. Zeh klal haya b'migdash, kol ha-meisechet raglav ta'un tefila, v'chol ha-matil mayim ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Tanya Rabbi Yishmael omer barak barkai is what he said. Rabbi Akiva omer Allah barkai. Nechuma ben Afakshion omer Af barkai bechevron. Matatya ben Shmuel amumuneh ala payasot omer Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach ad shebechevron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera omer Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach ad shebechevron v'od yotzu kol ha-am ish ish lemelachto. Yachi noga like tuva. Na'amin lezkor po'alim. Omer Rav Safra tzulute de Avraham mechi b'shachri katle. Omer Rav Yosef, what? Anan mi Avraham neke v'nigmar. Omer Rav, what? Tana gomar mi Avraham anan, lo gomri na minei. Detani bom ha-shmini mob tzar la to, malami shikola yom kashu la mila.
Ela azizim magdim b'le mitzvot shema v'yashkei ma'avram ba'boka v'yachboshet chamoro. Ela marava. You know what Rav Yosef was bothered with? Oh, kashle. Does not chal arvei psachim neod b'rav Shabbat. Nishchat b'sheish v'mechza v'korav b'sheva v'mechza. Kasha is, if we're going to learn from Avram, nishchatei mechim b'chashachrei katle. So clearly the Tana doesn't want to be same on Avram. And that he really is. He's doing the same anhog as Avram, which translates in practical terms of the Beit HaMikdash to Shesh V'Chetzi. In Avi, maybe Shani Avram Ditztagninut Gidola Haitabali Bo, or In Avi Mishum Dezaken V'Yoshib Yeshiva Havi. Tomra V'Chamar V'Chanina Meimeyem Shel Avotenu Lo Parsha Yeshiva Meyem Hayubi Mitzrayim Yeshiva Meyem Shema Leich Vasav Tazik Nei Yisrael Hayubi Midbar Yeshiva Meyem Shema Asfal Yishimish Mizik Nei Yisrael Avram Avinu Zaken V'Yoshib Yeshivaya Shema Avram Zaken Baba Yamim Yitzchak Avinu Zaken V'Yoshib Yeshivaya Shema Vayiki Zakan Yitzchak Yaakov Avinu Zaken V'Yoshib Yeshivaya Shema Ve'ine Yisrael Kovdu Mizok Eliezer Avin Avram, Zakein V'Yoshev Yishivaya, Sheva Yom Avram Elav Zekan Beto. What's the meaning of Amoshev B'Chol Shelo? Om Rebel Azer Shemoshel B'Torat Rabo. Hu Damesek Eliezer Om Rebel Azer Shedole U'Mashke Mitorato Shrabo La'Achirim. Omar Rav, Tiyem Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, Shenemar Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli, Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Torotai. Omar Lai Rav Shimi Baruch Yel Rav Ve'Ema Sheva Mitzvot. What do you mean? Ekev Ami Mila. I mean, Ema Sheva Mitzvot Mila. Omar Lai, but that's Mitzvotai and Chukotai and Torotai. Come on. Omar Rava, Vitema Ravashi, Kiem Avram Avinu Afilo Eruve Tafshile, Shinema Torotai, Achatora Shabichtav, Vachatora Shabalpe, Matatya Ben Shmulamer, Vuomer Hain, Manama Hain, Ilama Achtakoya Yigra, what do you mean? He was the guy who said it. Now he's the one, he's dreaming and he's explaining the dream. Ela Achtakoya Ara, how's he supposed to know? No, he bought them Achtakoya Ara, he bought them Achtakoya Yigra. He bought them Achtakoya Yigra. Well, like this. Omar Iyo, here Pnei Olam Yisrach. Then, the guy standing on the ground, the Mamuna says, Achibach Avron? And he answers, yes, indeed, Achibach Avron. Or, read the other way, Hachtakoya Igra says to him, when you say Barkai, do you mean a Iyo Pnei Olam Yisrach? And he says, well, Achibach Avron, if that's what you meant. He says, hey, that's exactly what I meant. Lomu Tzuchulakach. How can you get mixed up? I mean, Michal Batani read the Omer in a Dome Timur Shilavana, the Timur Shilchama, Timur Shilavana, Metamerva Lekemakel, Timur Shilchama of Tzilakanakan. Tana, the very Yishmon, the Mesa was that it was a Yoma Me'unan. And even the moon was Mavtzila Kanalakan. On Rapopa, from there we have to derive that Shmamana Yumadiva Kula Shimsha, the Mainaf Kamina, either the Shtucheorot, or La Locha, the Kedarj Rava, the Ishalo, Talush, Lobachama, the Lobachamechama. Om Reb Nachman, Zuama de Shimsha Koshi Meshimsha, Vesimonecha Dana de Chala, Shavriri de Shimsha Koshi Meshimsha, Vesimonecha Dilf on your head, Hiruri Avera Koshi Meshimsha, Vesimonecha Recha de Bisra, Shiloi de Kaita Kashi be Kaita, Simonecha Tanura Shagira, Ishta de Situ Kashi be de Kaita, Simonecha Tanura Karira, Migmar Batikta Kashi Mechanata, Vesimonecha Tina Bartina.